Round-one interviews are tricky for anyone experiencing the interview process for the first time. And like job interviews where the functional role is defined and the expectations are set with job description, in MBA admissions, the questions are all about you, how you approached a crisis, how you pivoted, how you faced an ethical dilemma, the values that matter to you, the future that you foresee in your industry, and why the school is your number one choice. In round one, there are two common mistakes that I've seen applicants make. Number one, going underprepared. This is not a plug for FNG Match mock interview service, but applicants who perform poorly are not the ones with below par communication or presentation skills. The mindset is the problem. Applicants think that because the subject matter is about them, the preparation required is not that intense. If you want to test how weak we are in reflecting and connecting our journey with a presentable answer, record the answers for the following three questions. You can stop reading or pause the video or audio right now. Now that you've come back, record the answers for the following questions without any preparation. Number one, what's the biggest regret in your professional life? Number two, how will you know that a decision requires application of ethical principles? Number three, what are the other schools that you're applying? I hope you have recorded the answer. Now, play it back and see how you're answering them. From my experience, only close to 10 to 15% of the candidates can answer the questions persuasively. Some stumble about peer schools and tend to be defensive. Many get stuck when asked about their biggest regret. You must approach the question in a calm manner. The question about ethics is now extremely common. If you need help preparing for your MBA admissions interview, subscribe to FNG Match MOOC interview service at store.fngmat.com/mooc-interview-service. Number two, lack of rapport. The prevalence of Zoom, Skype, and Google Meet has led to a strange scenario. The late 20s or early 30s something applicant tend to be extremely awkward with in-person meeting. It's common for anyone working from home for the past 2 to 3 years. There's a visible hesitation to offer a welcoming smile or greet the interviewer with respect. We are completely unaware of how we look when we are asked questions. It could be our resting face or we might be thinking about something else. My wife recorded me sitting in a cafe. I was in a good mood and thinking about an interesting concept that I was planning to write. But if you look at the video, it seems that I was terribly worried about something. I recommend that you practice at least 2 to 3 common questions about yourself, strengths and weaknesses in front of a mirror. It's a challenge for all of us in a hyper-distracted social media world where every dollar is invested in getting our attention to focus on one thing. In interviews, you must focus on the interviewer. Show respect by acknowledging the question's validity and respond with interest and a lot of energy. Guide the interviewer by starting with small talk and include narratives that are interesting for the school to know. Despite your nudging, if the interviewer is sticking to a predefined set of questions, don't panic. Keep the focus on the question and answer them with complete attention. I hope you got value from my tips. For help with preparing for your MBA admissions interview, subscribe to FNG Match MOOC interview service at store.fngmat.com/mooc-interview-service. Or you can download FNG Match MBA admissions interview guide from store.fngmat.com/mba-admission-interview-guide.